anti-platelet resistance. If you want to be more flexible, you, my brother, you have to twist and bend. We have exercises designed for two people, so that we help one another. With an IOS name like passive exercise, we call it, or what the hell could we call it? We pull them, and we stretch them, we bend them, and we swing them, and we got in shape. Now, if you want to be more flexible, you have to do these things. There are, as you grow up, you get stiffer and stiffer, and finally, they get so stiff that they put you in a little coffin and they pair you off. And the Heritage Society will go and find you and make stories about you. Now, if you want to be more flexible, you have to demand new things from the body. Whether that is, whether you have to swing one arm forward and the other arm backward. You know, what can you take hold of your nose? Take hold of your nose. One. Take the other hand and grab the ear. Oh, across. Now you're stuck already, aren't you? Okay, come on, man. I'll grab your hands and open your eyes. Can you find the nose in your mind? Well, you see, this is the challenge to first aid instructor. He has to have all the time another goal ahead. More difficult. If you can put your foot one way, then put it the other way. And our program was, we had exercises, we had tumbling, we had vaulting, we had springboard, we had square dancing, folk dancing, ballet dancing, and I don't know several other kinds of dancing. So there was games too. Remember the fun we had with our games? Yes. So this went on. Oh, I'll have to make this story short. Because you want to know more about what happened in Pine Grove, Auburn Grove, etc. And things did happen in those places. But there was a paper hanger over in Austria by the name of Schickelgruber. He stuck a spoke in the wheel and changed almost everything. So we got into the war, and by God, you know, when there were instructors, they grabbed both of our good people. We all wanted to join, but of course some of us were too old. I got in with the Westminster Regiment, the 2nd Battalion, and what did I end up with? Cloverdale, Mission, Langley, and Chilliwack. And not only that, but also the Pacific Coast Militia Rangers. Oh, they're all stiff guys on the Boer War. And with a big boot, giving them exercise, down flat and they're going to raise your legs, they can hardly lift their boots on. But they had fun too. There was a shoemaker down in Oliver. He came to me one day and said, "By God, I can thank you. I got a job. I'm looking after some prisoners of war out in Alberta." Yeah. And he said, "Oh, that really put me in good shape." So you see, things do pick off. And, there are many things that happen. But I might give you a few suggestions. John, he says he's going to come and visit my wife because she went on to remember more than I could. I remember Mrs. Higginson up here. She's still there. She had a place just across from us. Matt Higginson and her, you know. I still remember Matt, who was a counselor, I think, or alderman, he called him in those days, you know. Things were much better in the old days, but the people came from the Alberta and Saskatchewan, and they looked at the big tall trees and said, "Oh, my God. Beautiful trees." And what did they do? They were down in the hardware store buying a saw to cut them down. And they still cutting them down. Do you see many things, many trees being planted? But I have a couple. I got one one day from the Maori school when they put an addition over to there. I picked a little pine tree up. No, not pine, it's a fir, evergreen anyway. It's so tall now, right outside my door. I also picked up a hollyhock. No, not the one we use at Christmas. What are they? I got one of those. It was about this side. Now we're up to here. So we should all, I think, try to get some track. Oh, I have another one too. Bruce of the spruce. I got with a Christmas tree I bought last year. It's growing too. So I think that we should impress upon the people who have the decision making to look after parking places. I mean parking places. Now everything seems to be a park these days. Even the burial ground is a park. You park your cars. Do you know where you park your dog? In the parking lot. That's free. That's the free. That's the free. You know, you down on Pine Grove there were the fries. There was a station down there from Great Northern, just across from the place we bought. As a matter of fact, I bought, or I should say my wife bought it, because we tested it on her endowment insurance. And we bought some acres down there, half of the Great Northern track went through there. And our first year's taxes were, hang on to your seats, $14.62. I won't tell you what it was when you read it. So there are all these things that come back to my mind. Then down there were the Baxters. There were the Danes down in the bottom. He had an accident with his hand, he got it caught, and my wife had to go down and milk the cows. Because it was just for the, you know, some people say cows give milk. They're lying. I know, they're not giving it. You have to take it. This is how I got my first job in Canada when I landed down in Montreal and went to Toronto and London. I wanted, you see, the reason I came here was not to be a gym instructor. That I had over there. I wanted to go farming. I thought it was beautiful. I had an uncle over there. He had a farm. I could ride the horses. I could ride on the hay. I could stick and soup the wheat and the oats. Oh, I thought it would be wonderful to be a farmer. Of course, you can't buy a piece of land over there. So they thought maybe I should go to Canada, and I came. So down in London, I came up, and a farmer came in to look us over, and he asked me, a few questions. I said, well, yes, I'd like to go farming, but I didn't know how. He said, on what side would you milk the cow? I said, well, I think I'd start from the outside. So he said, that's how I learned my farming. And I tried it out in BC, up north, in Marguerite, in Black Lahat. It didn't over here do it too. I grew up stumps over there. But it just didn't work for me. It wasn't for me to be. So in 1934, at the bottom of the Depression, do you remember the Depression? Oh, there were tough times all right. I remember when we bought that place, there was a hole in the ground with water there. No electric light. No power at all. Those were tough times. I remember too, we decided, well, we'll see what we can get out of the land. We got a couple of pigs too. Do you know pigs are good climbers? Oh my God, they should send them to Mount Everest. They'll get up there in no time at all. Those two pigs were the little ones when we got it. They got bigger and bigger. The pigs higher and higher. One time I did escape and I said, I could still see my wife, she grabbed the hind leg when they were going through the head and hung on. So we got them in again, finally we had to lock them in door. Well, not enough about farming. No, not enough about the farm. You see, the place we bought had about 4 acres. And all around this here town paper shack was strawberries. There was also about an acre of strawberries, but we plowed up the strawberries around the house and made the garden. That was, I still have a garden. It's not much of a garden, but I grow tomatoes, I grow chives, I grow rhubarb, and strawberries, and I have peas, beans, and chives. I still get the chives and still getting tomatoes. So I got a garden. Well, at that time, this would be in 35,
yes.
We could pick strawberries in February. On the 24th of May, I took a crate of strawberries down to the Macintosh, who later on became the Safeway in Abbotsford. 24th of May, the strawberries. My God, you can't get them now. Remember the time, Dr. Kilmer, when we had cherry festivals? The 1st of July? Where is it? The poor people are living nowadays, I pity them. But anyway, next year we got somebody to pick them and we paid them. Well, the going rate was 1 cent, but we thought we'd pay them 1.5. We couldn't do that. And you know, we didn't get all the money. Until the next month, the next year. So that was more or less, that had to be plowed out too. But down there was a group of people, and I'm still thinking about it would be interesting to go through that old railroad track down through there. It bucks in and out and over and back and over and forth. Follow the track there and see what it was. There was one time when I had my office in the Abbotsford courthouse. A fellow came in from Great Northern with calendars. I said, oh, I have half of a railroad track. You give me a patch of yours, I'll give you a patch of mine. It didn't work. It just didn't work. But I enjoyed those people down there. Now, going further afield, as you see, I was spread out too far. I didn't really have much time at home visiting the neighbors. This is my throwback. But I had a good time, and as they say, I was a stranger and you took me in. I'd say they took me in. But we were involved in everything, and the people that worked with us was just wonderful. We had about 24 spreading out over the district. That was another thing. See, you start out with a little nice complot master sewers and that, that's fine. But then somebody died, you don't hire another one, Tom can do it. Another one gets fired, Tom can do it. So I end up with three districts going from Powell, no, Lund, further up Boston Bar, down to Lang, down to, on the other side to Port Moody. As a matter of fact, a couple of months ago, I met the chap from down there, who's now recreation director. We were trying to make ourselves out of a job and get other people to take on the big jobs. Pete Swanson, remember him? The one that started the Langley Walk? Well, he became the first director out here. That was about the only director in the valley. No, it was lots of them. We had, at one window, we had about $3,000 to spend over the work. Ha! It was even, that's peanuts nowadays. They have millions now. You know, I don't know if you have been up to the Battery Recreation Center. You better wipe your shoes before you do this. I'm not sure we can afford it, but there it is. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Never thought of it. No. The time was when we had the school board in Abbotsford make gym equipment for it because I could give them the plans. He made gym fences and vaulting box. They're still around some. But some of the teachers come in, and they used to come to me and say, now, how can we get all this? So we had to start classes for school teachers. We had a winter where we spent down in, I think it was in Land High School, Mr. Brunt, remember him? Who got the new high school started. That's well, you see, if I get started, I find it difficult to stop. Well, anyway, where was I now? With the teachers, to give them a course in how to give physical exercises in a place where there's no gymnasium. You don't need a gymnasium to exercise. You don't need any fancy shoes either. Just get going. Jump, run, swing, twist, bend, and so on. Now, our strong force was that it was a group coming together. Each testing himself against himself as well as with the others. It was a case of, if you could do a headspring, well, then you better get those half dozen there to do a headspring too. Get them interested in passing on the knowledge and the skill they have themselves. This is what we insisted by. But our courses in Vancouver ran from here again, here we go down here, until there's nothing left. We started with a 6-week summer course in Vancouver. We were at the Siemens Center, we were at the athletic ground way out down 6th Avenue. We were in King Edward, we were in Norman School in Vancouver. Then we cut it down, oh, they think 4 weeks would be enough. But then 2 weeks been enough. And here we come with the centenary, 1937, or something like that. We won't have a summer school this year. And I said, now wait a minute. Well, you say, we haven't got time. Oh, we've got lots of time for that, I said. We were at the meeting of the instructors there. And someone said, well, we haven't got the money. What? I said, you're building roads without money. You're building schools without money. You're building all kinds of things without money. And you say that we can't have $5,000 for summer course. So we sent our permission instructor down to the Minister of Education at that time, that was Peterson. The Education Minister we've gone through is amazing. I can't even be quite a bother. Some were school teachers, not too bad. You can always tell a school teacher, you know, but you can't tell as much. then there was a haberdasher from Victoria, and so on, and here they come. It didn't take him 5 minutes, he came back in. So that was the last gasp of the summer course. Then we got into clinic a day or two, or over the weekend, that sort of thing. And that's not satisfactory. I used to take leave of absence without pay, because the scheduler wanted me to go to the summer school in Saskatoon for the university there. And I know I hit it hard, you know, the first day, oh, the first week, oh, I'm sore, oh, I'm getting oh, I got a heart attack. And it's only muscle, that's all it is. Now, the second week, he began to straighten up again. Third week, why he couldn't. The sixth week, he didn't want to go home. So, I mean, it's like planting turnips. You don't go up the next day and dig it up to see if the turnips are coming. You're waiting. You wait. It has to take its time. So there it is. We got cut down more and more until we finally, 1952, I got a call from Mr. Stafford, your inspector down here, and say, I hear you out of your calm down. I'll give you one. But I said, no, I haven't heard yet. Oh yes, he says, he was on a committee of five school inspectors who was reviewing what we had done and what we could do in the future. He said, we had our meeting, we made a report, we've not heard anything since. So there we were, heads on. And he started something else called the Community Programs Plan. Fancy name. Of course, this is one they got from Ontario too. We're still digging into what they do in Ontario, aren't we? Well, anyway, they decided that all they had to do was to give them some money. Lots of money. $50 a month. If you had somebody, hired somebody to do your work, $75 a month. If you put in your reports and your applications there. So that, it didn't change me though. I don't work for the people over in Victoria. I don't work for the government in Victoria. I work for the people that are out here. And I did. He used to send me letters too, of course, and make questions in. All I did was to answer it in the market and send it back. I never had any trouble with them. They didn't ask too many questions after that. But we talk about more. Think about the kids that used to come to Pine Grove. In those days there was no electric light. We had a lantern. And we would hold it here for the springboard and come back here to the elevator and down. All the things we did in those days. And even then, we had a hobby club was started up there. We used to tell the kids they could come in, you know, and it was up to them to come in or go out. But inside, you do as you're told. You take part in what's going on in the class. So we also made the proposition that nothing is given for free. You have to do something or pay something. So we charged them 10 cents. It wasn't long before they were over in the grocery store getting an ice cream cone and then coming in to drink, but that didn't work very long. No 10 cents, out to go. But all we did was to collect that money, and at the end of the year we'd have coffee and donuts or something like that. The things we did in those days. Oh, I remember one thing, talk about multiculturalism and so on. We decided at Aberdeen, I think it was, that we would have a podcast. Some of them didn't know what a podcast was. But for us, it was a tin of food with no labor. All they told us when they came in was hot or cold. The hot was put in hot water, the other one was cold. And each one would bring some cookies from the country they were acquainted, whatever that was. They were from Hungary, from Poland, and so on. And we had a good time with these things. We did. We put on display now and then. I'm reminded by Elsie here, who was my, shall I say, my right hand man. We used to give little displays here and there. And one was up at the Mount Lehman, which was then the Mount Lehman Elementary Superior School. Yeah. Oh, I got snuck into that one too, during the war. Mr. Thomas, remember Mr. Thomas? He was an appointed school trustee over here, an inspector. They had run into snags, whatever it was. So a man from Victoria was appointed, that was Mr. Thomas. Now, I worked with him too, because he didn't drive. So I had to. He said, come on down and get going here. Take me here and take me there. And he was very interested in it. He said, why don't we have a summer school out here? I said, that's fine. He said, you can have the master school. There's the river to swim in. There's all kinds of stuff. I couldn't talk my boss into it. He came out and looked at it, but that was all. But we were there again, close to heaven, and Physical Fitness Academy out here at that time. But Mr. Thomas, he passed on too, and he got along very well. Now, then there were, I mentioned, yes, there was a crisis, remember crisis? I still see their daughter who married Aunt Maddox, who is next to me.
Wendy?
No, it's Roy married. Yeah. And that lady is now married to Aunt Maddox, yes. Whom I see, because we are in what we call the retired government employees association, something that started 4 or 5 years ago, don't think goodbye too quick. But anyway, we are still in business and we have about 300 members. That's one thing I still look at. And they, like you do, want me to come and cheer them up a bit so they can smile to the face. Now, I don't know how many smiles we have got left, but I'll tell you this, that I also worked for the Red Cross. That was another thing I got. And there were, until a couple of years ago, I was the president. So I selected a president to take over for me. He was a school teacher, a real estate developer, mayor of Vancouver, that was for one time, he lasted a year. So then I got the retired fire chief. He lasted another year. So then I got a third one, he lasted 3 months, and now they haven't got a president yet for Red Cross. That's how bad it is sometimes. People will not accept responsibility or take on a job. But there it goes. Now, where was, I was talking about giving displays here and there. One time we were called up to the Fraser Valley Meat Producers Association picnic up there at the Mount Damon School. And I will give you a good story from there. I remember, you see, what I know is what I learned from other people or what I've read. I don't make these things up. Now, there was we were given a little display, and then there were talks from the business to carry on. And one of them said, now, I will illustrate the importance of looking at things from both sides. He said, here was two men walking across the field. And they were just starting out nicely when a raving bull comes charging up behind them. And lucky enough, there was a big tree there in the field. And one dashed up there and jumped up in the tree, but the other one couldn't jump. He went down under the tree. And the bull came over and snorted and sat and then walked away. And he from the down below came out. And the bull turned around and chased him. Again. This happened several times. So the fellow up in the tree said, now do stay down there long enough so the bull will go away and we can both get out. Oh, he said, you can talk up there, but that you can't see there's a bull down, a bear down in the hole. So you see, you've got to see the other man's viewpoint off and on. That's a long story, isn't it? All the way from the Fraser Valley Nick Producers picnic. Now, I got involved too during the you're not going anywhere. Well, I've just another story about the Red Cross. The ladies run the sick room equipment service. It's free. You can get wheelchairs, commodes, raised toilet seats, crutches and all kinds of things. And this is still going. Monday and Friday between 1 and 4. There's 4 ladies there that looked after that and they're doing fine. Now there was also 13, I think, ladies sewing quilts and that sort of stuff. Babies. Remember during the war, everybody was picking baby things? I remember my wife was anyway. And sending overseas. Well, these 13 ladies, they're not there this winter. Because they've stocked up too much in Vancouver, they can't sell this stuff. There's too many doing the same thing. So they decided to quit. But I asked those 13 ladies, yeah, well, she said, no, would you like to marry again? No, no. So this brings up the story that a lady, oh, she was in the 30s, 40s, and she was like a husband. So she put an ass in the paper, a good looking lady, willing to work and joyful and luminous and so on, is looking for a husband. You know, she got two dresses. And he always said, you could have mine. That's what it does. Now, what was up the other way? The schools there in Abbotsford, it was the only gymnasium that they had out there. That's what they decided on. A beach once a year, and the Eves? Adam and Eves. They had a tennis court here. And Pete Swinton had a tennis court. He came into our summer school too. Pete did, the landlady hired him, and he hired me, my God, after I retired. And I looked, went with him to Oliver High School, Brookswood, Lock Hill, and something else. That was between school dismissal and the bus coming. Now that's a good idea too. I still think that the schools, you've heard about the latch keys, don't you? We see them where I am. Sometimes they go to the office to get the key and there's nobody home. And pretty soon, other kids come around and there they are, who knows what they do. I think, still think, that the school should operate for about 20 hours a day. But there should be two lots of teachers. Two lots of teachers. And we used to, you see, one of our jobs was to get night schools going for adult education. We got started in Abbotsford. Mission came on and said, how are you doing this? They started and so on. We used to gang up on, money was hard to get. And they had this peculiar idea, the department had, that the classes should pay for it. No, that's fine with us. But you see, a class like ballroom dancing, lots of people would be in there, but a class in something else would be small. So we put it all together. It was perhaps not quite correct, but anyway, we put it together and divided it all up. If Don Hansen down in Oliver couldn't make up a class for first ed because this one thing or another, he put in his money, I put in my money, and there you were. We could pay an instructor for what we would work for. So this happened during those days too. I remember we started in Abbotsford, and one class was offered in glove making. And Mrs. Pickett, who used to live in this house we rented in Abbotsford, she was going to do the instruction of glove making. She couldn't imagine why there were so many people turning into that house until we found out that the printer had left the G out. That's the way it goes. Anyway, it'd be nice if you look at it now. We have colleges out here. They're not even big enough. There's not room for all the young people that want to go there. And we're paying for it. There aren't. Have you looked at Marwood High School? There's a village behind there with little blocks of portable classrooms. It's terrible that you can't afford to build schools. But then I look at some of the gymnasiums now. I'm not quite sure I knew what to do with it if I had one of those. The next we used to have was stuffed with gravel, I think. And they weighed about 200 pounds. And we locked them around. Nowadays they have little foam rubber mats. Beautiful. Oh, it's nice. Boy, we could sure bounce a door like if we had them now. All these things have changed. I had a set of parallel bars in Abbotsford. And one day I came up there and I said, where are the parallel bars? You know, those were not fancy ones. They were just solid bars that we had put together ourselves. Good heavy bars and solid. If you didn't fit well, you better try it and see if it was just this part. So, they were down in the basement. Nobody knew how to use it. Nobody knew how to use a gymnastic equipment. I was, before I got out here, I was instructed in Vancouver, see? And I was out in the Pendleton High. Big class, lots of classes. They had the mats chained to the store bars. We had to bring our own stuff. Now that took a long time convincing the school boards and other officials that these things work together. That if the recreation department buys a piece of land for a playground, for goodness sake, stick it onto the side of the school grounds. Get more money. We even got the education department convinced that it was in the community's interest to have a community hall. They would put up half the cost if the community guaranteed the school board that it could be used in school hours. Schumann's ticket, we got all of them. I had a dickens of a time down in Surrey, partly because the school secretary of the school board was deaf. I nearly lost my voice. My wife sitting outside could hear me, but they didn't like it. They didn't know, they wanted to kind of get involved in that. And that was a good deal. I'll take anybody's money. Like, I go to church up here in Mount Haven tonight at church. Now we have a nice gray carpet there. I used to call it the second-hand chair, because everything there was given by somebody else. The store, the organ, there would be a second-hand chair. But anyway, there was a lady, she won a lot of money on one of these rations, I guess it was, and she talked to me and said, do you think it means it was okay to put him on a paying for a car? No, I said. We'll take the devil's money anytime. that reminds me of the fellow who was, he was a very avid fisherman. He was always out fishing, everywhere. Fishing, fishing, fishing. So he ended up somewhere. His chips were called in, and there he came to a lake, a beautiful lake, and there he was with a rod and bait and pulling fishing, lining them up. So the boss came around and said, oh, you know, he said, this is hell. What, did you expect to be someplace else? So there he goes. You have to be careful where you end up. And I don't know where I'm going to end up. But pretty soon, I guess, is there a time limit here? I remember one time I was invited to one of the other districts up in Lac La Hache. And after I was through there, the two instructors from up there, or at that time you were called, what would you call them? Regional consultants or something like that, very fancy. They said, you spoke for an hour and a half, man. you know, there too was one of the most intriguing things I've seen was a pottery. There was a lady that was interested in making pottery. And she had made the Last Supper all in these pottery figures. Beautiful. And I thought, that's something worth. There's lots of talent around here that could become useful if somebody would get together with each other. I think it is a question of sharing or giving out. And the people we, the wire. The new ones, there was a crack attack. There were two girls down, and that was a boy, two girls, Henny. I remember one time I picked him up on the truck, you know. He went down there in the bottom of the ditch, back. Where is that? Whatever that is. And it was snowing, blowing, and then my other, I don't think you should go out tonight. I don't think you, that by the time you get out on the highway, it's quite clear. I'm glad we went that way too. So you never know what talent you can find if you give them this opportunity to serve, which is what it was to us, and it was accepted by all of us. Well, talk about, there's another thing that he haven't followed up. That was Mr. Grubb here saying, now, look, we have track and field meets here. What can we do to get them all in? Oh, I said, that's simple enough. You mark up the field in 10 different places, high jump, broad jump, run or whatever, throwing, pushing, throwing. And don't let them compete one against the other. But set a standard. If you can jump your hip, you get 1 point. If you jump to higher of your shoulder, you get 2 points. If you jump over your head, okay, you get 2 points. And so on, laid out in the field. Every one of the, I don't know, there was 300 or 400 students in the classes at that time, had to perform in 10 different stunts in 10 different places and moving around. We even had a, who was that there? Those people down by the little golf there. I forgot their name now. But anyway, he, four boys came with horses. And some of them were pretty good. One had feet about the half the size. And they were plumbing around. Now this he was very fast, but he couldn't steer the other car. He went straight up, got the drum, turn around. He ended up down on the highway. And he didn't win. Three others got in front. But we even had a horse. Horse race. So there's all these ideas that come into your mind when you work with people. Keeping going. And I wish you, I think we better close up now before they throw me up. I wish you good luck in your endeavor. When I go downtown in Abbotsford to undertake a look at me and see, hardly worth going home for. I don't dare go near the museum because although I have quite a few things that I think would be of interest to, because I think they would keep and they'd be stuffed into it. I thank you for your patience.